The topic of this podcast is how to schedule the certification and infection control examination with the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology. My name is Ann Krolikowski, Executive Director of CIVIC, and I'm joined by Pam Ronai, Senior Program Manager for CIVIC. Pam, if I'm interested in becoming certified and sitting for the exam, what should I do first?
Well, Ann, the first step is to determine if you are eligible to take the exam. There are several ways to accomplish this. You can review the eligibility requirements listed on the CIVIC website on the certification page, or you can use the Are You Eligible tool, also posted on the certification page. This tool will walk you through each of our eligibility requirements, and you will have to answer yes or no as to whether or not each item applies to you. If you get to the end and are told that you do qualify, you may follow the link to apply online. You may also click on the online examination application link on the left navigation of the certification page to begin the application process. CIVIC recommends reviewing the eligibility requirements with your supervisor to be sure you're eligible before starting your application.
That sounds pretty straightforward. Do I have to meet the eligibility requirements if I'm already certified and I'm seeking recertification?
No. Once you are certified, you may automatically apply for recertification. To do so, you would simply click on the online application link on the recertification page.
Okay, so I've determined that I'm eligible, or I'm recertifying, and have been taken to the online application. What next?
You will be asked if you have a login or not. If you do, you will be taken to the next page of the application. If not, you will immediately be sent a link that you will click on to access the application. If you need help with your login information, you should contact the CIVIC office via phone or email.
So once I've completed that step, do I just apply and pay the fee?
To avoid confusion and make the application process as easy as possible, you will first need to check a box that asks whether or not you are currently certified. If you are certified, you will apply for the recertification examination and pay your fee at the time of application. If you are not certified, you are only allowed to apply for the initial certification examination and will also pay your fee upon application.
Thanks for explaining the different exam options. What happens for a first-time certifier next?
Next, you will be taken to a page that once again lists the eligibility requirements. After reviewing these requirements one more time, you will scroll down to the bottom of the page and click Continue. Once you have clicked Continue, the next steps are the actual application process, where you will enter all of your information. Just a pointer, there is some additional documentation required for the initial certification application. This includes an attestation statement that must be printed, filled out, and signed by your supervisor, as well as copies of proof of your degree, your CV or resume, and your official job description. The attestation statement will be available for download in the application process, but CIVIC recommends downloading it from the candidate handbook page on the website prior to the beginning of the application process. If you wish to take the exam outside of the United States, please be sure to mark that box under the International Testing heading. If you have any questions during the application process, feel free to contact our office via phone or email and we can walk you through it.
I think most of our candidates and CICs like that the application is online, but what if I can't complete the online application? Can I send in a paper form?
Yes, the paper forms can be downloaded from the CIVIC website. You would still need to complete and submit the same information, but this way you can send it in by fax or by mail. Be sure to include the attestation statement, which is signed by a supervisor or director, as well as your proof of degree, your resume, and your official job description.
Once the application has been submitted, how long until I find out when I can take the exam?
Once you reach the conclusion of the application, if applying online, you will automatically receive a response that your application has been submitted. If you do not hear otherwise from our office within 3 business days, your application has been accepted, and within 7 business days, you will receive an email from CIVIC with instructions on how to schedule your examination appointment. Just a note, if you are testing outside of the United States, be sure to follow the email instructions carefully. From the day that you get your scheduling email, you have 90 days to schedule and take your examination. If you need to reschedule your exam date and it is your first time doing so and it is within that 90-day period, you can call ProMetric directly or reschedule on the ProMetric website. However, if this is your second request or if your first request falls outside of that 90-day period, you must contact the CIVIC office to put in a formal extension request.
Pam, thanks for that thorough explanation of the CIC application process.
I'm glad I was able to participate. While the process may sound complicated, it is actually quite easy and user-friendly once you begin the application. Of course, if you have any questions while completing it, candidates can always contact the CIVIC office at info@civic.org or at 414-918-9796.
Thank you for listening to this podcast that was recorded on January 15th, 2016.